When God introduced Judaism and offered it to the Jewish people, he described it as a way of life, a society of kings and queens, princes and princes and princesses. Mamlechet Kohanim v'goy kadosh. You will be a Mamlechet Kohanim, a nation of kings. Well, the Jewish people said yes. And indeed, the Torah describes and the Talmud describes God came through on his side of the bargain right away, immediately at Mount Sinai, when the Jewish people accepted the hand of God, so to speak, in marriage. They accepted his divine way and took it upon themselves. True to his word, God crowned them. He gave them not just one crown, but two crowns. God gave the Jewish people crowns at Mount Sinai, each and every Jew. Well, in the sad story that followed in the story of the golden calf, when the Jewish people were devastated their own spirituality, they lost their crown. They were in mourning, right? And they were stripped of their crowns. And it's a sad story. The reaction following the golden calf fiasco is the story of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. In this week's parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, the Torah describes the garments, the special, splendorous garments of the high priest. And Aaron HaKohen, the high priest, is designated with an incredible set of clothing, way beyond anything someone could have imagined. He's wearing who knows how many millions of dollars on his body of clothing. And the Torah describes that Aaron wears a crown. He wears a crown, a tzitz, a golden crown that he wears on his just by his forehead, around his head, and it has the name of God on it, and it is a mark of splendor. A mark of a monarch. He's a king. He wears a crown. But there's something else, as the Talmud describes, and we know this, as every Jew, Aaron wears yet another crown, and that is Oter Yisrael b'tifara. He wears the tefillin. Aaron wears the tefillin just above the tzitz. Aaron HaKohen, the high priest, would wear two crowns. Is there significance here? Is there a comparison, a parallel? Can it be that Aaron is, you know, the concept of a crown, a tefillin being called a crown is not mine. It's in the Tanakh, a pe'er, a crown, like a pe'er, which relates to the word of tiferet. And Tifara, right? This is the beauty of the high priest, that he should be dressed litiferet in a splendorous way. Aaron HaKohen, perhaps, is a throwback to the Jew at Mount Sinai. The rest of the Jewish people never made it back up to that level yet, right? But Aaron is a prototype, perhaps a model for what ought to be the majestic Jew, right? a Jew who is so regal and royal, noble and majestic, distinguished and dignified. Right? Look at the way he carries himself. Look at the way he presents himself. This is for that world to see, but not just for the world to see that he walks with divinity upon his head. The name of God, emblazoned upon the tzitz and upon the tefillin, both which present and allow for his royalty. He's a king because he's an ambassador of the King of Kings. And he wears two crowns. Indeed, not just on the outside is this an expression of royalty, but within him on his own, him and all, every Jew needs to are charged and responsible to recognize that we are God's royalty. We are kings and queens, princes and princesses. And today, each Jew wears one crown, the crown of the tefillin. In fact, the Zohar says, and others, that one of the crowns that God gave the Jewish people at Mount Sinai was the tefillin. So perhaps, right, it was the tefillin and some type of other type of crown. Today we wear one crown and we hope to raise ourselves up to the level of wearing the other crown. But right, but in the meantime, we have this Jew who's that prototype Jew, Aaron, who teaches this, who models this for us. And today we don't even have that. But we have ourselves. We remain kings, remain queens, even if we only have one crown of the tefillin. And have you ever met a king? Could you ever imagine a king with low self-esteem? Is there such a thing? Come on, king. Get with the program. It's not okay. You cannot be a king with low self-esteem. That's absurd. Right? You're elected president. Step into your role. Grow into your position. Right? We are kings and queens. We have to recognize our own greatness and live with the glory of God upon our heads and within our minds. To live up to that standard of, to carry the standard of divine wisdom and insight with us, and to beam it as a sign of glory to the rest of the world, as the verse says in Isaiah, that kings and queens will walk by the illumination of the simple Jew. Kings and queens will walk by the illumination of the light of a simple Jew. Meaning, we are the real kings and the real queens, and all the kings and queens in this world look up to us if we walk the way we and think and act and live the way we are supposed to. Shabbat Shalom.